It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bat.
It's a good man, the community. Sup, hot. Tell him your name sent you. Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe. I digress. And Jason.
Hello, Brent. Give me some of that dogger. This up, please. I'll make it enough. Sup, hot.
Tell him your name sent you. Sent you.
Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast.
Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 19. I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell him what's up.
Say, we are the business today. Fuck shit is finished today. RT and J, we the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of asses today. The joints with the matches and ashes away. We dash away. Donna and Dixon, the pistol is blasting away.
Doctors of death, filling our patients
to
blood.
NFL just continuing to cut their nose off despite their face.
Step on their own dicks.
But you know what? As long as the revenue don't go down, who cares, right? Right?
Protect the shield
at all costs. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, by the way, welcome.
Yeah.
How rude of me.
Yeah.
Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 19. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, they're saying no more protesting on the sidelines. You can stay in the locker room. They will let you do that, but you cannot kneel. And man, if we had the quote up from Steve Kerr, was epic. It was so good, right? Like just, and we've talked about this on this podcast in other episodes about how forward thinking the NBA is, right? They get it, 100% get it. And I may not be a fan of the product. I don't watch a whole lot of it, even though I was one injury away from being Mr. NBA, having Cavs Rockets in the final, just for the record. But continue to be the forward thinking of the bunch. In NFL, I think Steve Kerr said, basically, to paraphrase, he said, pandering to their fan base and whatever, anything to save their ass, basically. Instead of doing the right thing, they're doing the thing that everybody wants them to do. Sometimes the hardest thing is the right thing. So, whatever. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to watch it. Not like anybody else isn't going to watch it that's a sports fan, but it's just backward thinking, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I tried to pull the clip real quick, but I'll just read what he said instead.
Okay.
It says, I think this is just typical of the NFL. They're just playing off their fan base, as you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And they're just basically trying to use the anthem as fake patriotism, nationalism, scaring people. It's idiotic, but that's how the NFL has handled their business.
Yeah, 100% correct.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is. And he's right. It's mm-hmm. not... The NBA has been very good about the fact that, you know, it is what it is. You know, mm-hmm. standing for the flag, yeah. kneeling for the flag isn't about the flag.
Correct.
It's about police brutality.
Right.
And.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not any less Americans for doing it. As a matter of fact, they're probably even stronger Americans in a way, right?
Right.
Because part of being in America is being able to state your opinions and protest when you feel you've been wronged.
Right.
And that's what they did.
I mean, soldiers come out and say this stuff.
Yeah.
And people just, I choose not to hear it.
Right, exactly. They fight for all the rights, not just the ones that you think are wrong or right. They fight for all of them.
So, in lockstep with that,
yeah.
The NFL stepping on their own dicks.
Mm-hmm.
That song we played to open,
mm-hmm.
The NFL went to these cats and said, hey, we want to play that song during the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And inside the stadium. And they said, no, you can't do it.
No.
And they took to Twitter last week, and this was very good. NFL been trash. They asked for the rights to play Legend Has It in the stadium during the Super Bowl. We said no because... fuck them. They operate like an indispensable public utility. They aren't.
Oh,
they aren't gone with the flip of a they are gone with the flip of a channel.
That's right.
Fuck you. And then the next one says, and it, just in case anyone was wondering how the NFL wanted to pay us for using Legend Has It, That would be $0. And a strong suggestion that we take them up on the opportunity to enrich a private racist and for-profit company masquerading as nonprofit. Blow me.
Right. That's the quote.
That's the quote. Very, yeah, I should have
That's it was, quoted, that, was that Killer Mike who did that? Or no, was it LP?
That was, yes.
LP, all right. Man, that's on point. 100% on point.
And if you haven't heard it, Run the Jewels, legend has it, is a pretty tight song.
It is pretty tight. What we play at the beginning is pretty tight.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. But they keep doing this, and they're going to keep doing it because, I don't know, for, you know, like I said, didn't the government pay them to do all the veteran stuff?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
That they, yes, quite a bit of money.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No.
Like out of.
No.
Not the good
players.
The
players never came out for the anthem until 14 years
something
ago,
something like that. Yeah,
and that's when they started doing flyovers and all the
all the America stuff.
Right,
right. That's ridiculous. But you know, again, I mean, their ratings are dropping. People are stopping watching. I don't know if they're trying to, if they think that this is the reason why is because of this, which I find hard to believe.
No,
it can't be right.
No,
maybe their product sucks.
Maybe.
Maybe their Thursday night games ratings suck because, I don't know, the football sucks.
And you water down your...
It's awful.
Yeah.
The first thing they want to do if they want to make their product better is not kowtow to people wanting them to stop these guys from kneeling. How about not play on Thursdays?
And stay the fuck out of England. Yeah. How about that, too? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, but that's...
How much money do you need?
Well, apparently more. Because I think we talked about this on an earlier podcast, too, but Tottenham, their new stadium,
is built
for the NFL.
Yeah.
They're going to have an NFL team there. It's going to happen.
Yeah,
and it's unfortunate, but it's, I mean, I shouldn't say unfortunate. That's probably the wrong way to put it. But it's, they just do whatever, they're whores. They just do whatever
they do
possible for the dollar. That's it.
And going back to the whole Kaepernick thing, didn't his lawyer come out yesterday and say, that they like found the smoking gun of collusion from NFL teams saying that they weren't going to hire Kaepernick.
Yeah. I mean, the Seahawks, my understanding is the last time he even sniffed it was the Seahawks were going to bring him in for a tryout. And then 2 days before canceled it, cause they were getting heat from people, whomever those people are.
Not the fan base.
No.
Cause they didn't know about it.
Right. Right. Somebody, it leaked out somewhere and they lost their shit, which I don't understand because Colin Kaepernick has done more good for the community and for people around the world.
Putting up millions.
And it's his money.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's not
raising it.
Not
using his name. Right. He's using his money.
Yeah. And it's.
And people are matching it.
Right. And it, but it's, he's doing so much good.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good thing,
yes.
NFL.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Now, if he goes on the field and sucks, okay, fine. Right, like his last year in the NFL was terrible.
Wasn't very good,
He wasn't very good.
No.
Now if he comes back and plays well, that's somebody you want in your league.
Yeah.
Just because he fucking kneeled for that's so short-sighted.
Well, and the only good thing about doing it is we're still talking about it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would not be.
No.
This would have been in the wind like school shootings.
Yeah.
You know, they come and, oh, it's horrible, it's tragic, I send hopes and prayers, and then
nothing.
You know, until the next one.
And then the next one. And the next one.
Oh, just...
Oh,
just,
summer's out, so they'll stop now. But, you know, once they go back in school, the next one. And the next one.
And just for you, more kids died this year.
Yeah.
In school shootings than our military overseas.
Correct. So, yeah, there you go.
So there's that.
There is that.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
NBA Finals. As we tape this, game one tonight. Kevin Love cleared to play. Not that it's going to matter, but
no.
cleared to play in game one. He cleared concussion protocol. Man, and we talked about briefly before we started rolling about how you could say Houston, because they didn't have Chris Paul, lost game seven. But if the Warriors had Iguodala, it would have gone five max, probably. So, I mean, six and one have done the other. They missed 27 straight threes. 27 straight threes. And I did a little math. Hey, Fred, did a little math for you. So, on the regular season, they shot 36% from 3-point. The Rockets did. So, if they just shoot that, Now, granted, of course, it's everything else being equal, right? Like, right. Would they have chucked that many if they were missing? If they were making some, probably not.
Probably not.
But that accounts for 29 points if they just shot the average of what they normally shot during the season. That's a 29 point swing, and they lost by 9.
Yeah.
Again, not saying that they would have scored 29 extra points because they may not have shot 27 threes in a row if they were making them, but they were just because they didn't have anything else.
Right.
They had nothing else. They had nobody to move the ball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they lost. It was unfortunate from my picking end of it, of course, because I had both the Cavs and the Rockets, and it would have been nice to be Mr. NBA, but I got half of it right.
Yeah.
But the Warriors should win this. If it goes 5, I'd be pretty shocked. So would the rest of the world.
LeBron's going to have a tall task.
Very tall task, right? Like, the Warriors are just one of those teams that, I mean, they could even be down 15.
Yeah. Well, and
give them 5 minutes, and they'll cut that to 6 or 5 or 4. I mean, they can just go out and runs like nobody's business.
And from what I saw in the Cleveland-Boston series, Cleveland's really having a hard time closing out on switches. So if you can't stop Boston's guys, you're going to face the three fastest
right.
motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean,
good luck with that.
Yeah. I mean, Steph's been streaky so far. Yeah. He's been pretty good. But Durant's been crazy.
Yeah.
And Thompson's been crazy.
So right. But what's funny is when Steph's gone, Durant's not as good because
right.
he gets double-teamed a lot more.
Yeah, of course. But Steph Curry reigning so threes.
You need him there. Yeah.
For sure opens up everything
yeah.
in that offense. And
yeah.
And now there's talk, of course, I've read some talk about where's LeBron going to go?
Right. Well, that started in March.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, LeBron, I guess, had an interview with Rachel Nichols today and said something.
The lovely Rachel Nichols?
The lovely and talented until you see her in HD, Rachel Nichols.
Oh, bless her heart.
I somewhat jest. Actually, no, I don't. said something to the effect of, LeBron said something to the effect of, I don't know if we're going to make, I wasn't sure if we're going to make the playoffs at one point.
Yeah.
Which is...
That month of January.
Yeah, it was real bad.
That broke that team up.
Yeah, pretty much. And so now they're talking, you know, he's going to go to Houston now. Like, any team that gets him is going to have to gut themselves to get him, right?
Maybe. You know who's ready for him? The Lakers.
Lakers would love. Yeah, they got plenty of room.
They got plenty of room.
Like, tons of O-cap space.
Yeah.
He can go play in L.A. Yeah, for sure. He could be a Laker next season. I could see that happening. And get his ass beat over and over and over again. It's going to be a repeat of Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, Lakers have some bright spots, but I mean, no, I don't think so.
No.
And how much would LeBron would have loved to have Kyrie Irving back, right?
Well.
I mean, I know it went south in a hurry there.
It did. Yeah, no, and then that was all Kyrie.
Well,
he was the man there for a year before LeBron
right.
got there.
Yeah, and then LeBron came back. Wait a minute. LeBron came back, right, and went, this is my house.
Yeah.
And Kyrie's like, wait, but I built the foundation in the wall. Nope. Not moving in. I'm going to go leak in the corner.
Hey, man, remember when your picture used to be on everything? Yeah, no, that's me.
And that's me now, brother. That's it. I'm out.
You know, as we're sitting here and I'm still pissed and stewing about the NFL.
Yeah.
The NBA isn't perfect.
No.
I mean, we were painting them out to be perfect before. No, but remember Chris Jackson?
Yeah.
Or
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf?
Yes, thank you.
My guy.
He sat for the anthem, and he got suspended indefinitely.
Yeah.
I mean, they ruined that cat's career, too.
They did.
And they apparently sent out a memo at the beginning of the year saying, no protest during the anthem.
Yeah, please, everybody just stay standing.
Thank you.
That'd be great. Thanks. Great.
So and if they were really behind this whole thing 100%, maybe that doesn't go out.
Right. And then to hit on an NHL viewpoint of this, John Tortorella, before the season started, he's the team that he's coaching, said, if anybody's ass is sitting on this bench during the national anthem, that's where it's going to stay for the entire game. So there you go.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Captain Red Ass.
Well.
John Tortorella.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, and then, you
but
know.
But he's a dick.
But what if I only sit through Canada?
Right.
What about that?
Yeah, what about that? Yeah. What about if I only sit through Canada? Take that, you son of a bitch. Eh?
All right. One of our newest correspondents reached out this week.
Okay.
Michael Edwards, and he let me know, well, the day that Hanley Ramirez got DFA'd, I was surprised. I mean, he's not horrible. I mean, I should have pulled up.
He's horrible.
Not.
He's been horrible. And just so you know, a lot of White Sox Nation wants Hanram.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting here just going, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no.
What purpose would that serve?
Well, I could see.
And everybody says, well, wouldn't you rather have him than Adam Engel? Adam Engel's month of May has been pretty above average.
Sure.
Not great. Is it anything to write home about? Is it Hanram in his prime? No, not even close.
No, but.
But Hanram's not even Hanram of his prime.
Correct.
Right?
No, and yeah, and what? Why are you going to spend that money on a guy that you're not going to win with?
No.
And you're not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, I could see Jerry wanting it maybe for butts and seats.
But that doesn't work. It's never worked. He's had Manny, Griffey. Yeah,
it's true.
It's never worked.
No, you're right.
You know?
I got you there. Anyway, so I was wondering why it happened. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this earlier that our correspondent pointed out that he was almost halfway to his 400 at bats, I think.
It was like 450 or something like that.
He would get 22 mil.
Uh-huh. His option would kick in for next year.
Yeah. So. Right.
Makes perfect sense.
It does. And a press release came out that said it was Cora's decision and, you know, he was the one that wanted to do all this.
Uh-huh.
No.
Sure it was.
That was the checkbook talking.
Yeah, exactly correct.
My friend.
That's right. And again, any team that signs him only has to pay him the minimum.
Right. Like
the Red Sox are on the hook for that money.
So right. They're winning without him being good.
But the one thing that's nobody knows is would any plate appearance that happens after that count towards? Do you know what I mean? Like, does the counter reset to zero? Or anybody that picks him up, that counts towards his plate appearances, and then his option kicks in for next year.
It's plate appearances.
And then the team that picked him up would be on the hook for that.
I think I'd want that out of my contract.
I think I would want. Yeah.
I think I'd have that stricken.
Can you put a little X by that? Thank you. Cross it off. I'll initial it if you'd like.
we'll put it in next year's.
Yeah. No.
You know, and God bless lawyers for coming up with things like that to put in. But
for sure. Yeah, but I mean, come
holy
on.
Cats.
That's a lot of dough for a guy that's... I mean, like, how much are the Angels regretting paying Albert Pujols right now?
Well, they knew that in the beginning,
they
though.
They did. You have to eat it.
You do.
And you knew it was coming. It's like the Hawks and their Stanley Cup players, right? All the core of that.
Yeah.
You know there's going to come a time when they're not going to be what they are, but you're paying, you're rewarding them for the Stanley Cup trips, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know that Pujols is going to break down at some point.
And they thought they had a window.
And they thought they had a window to win a championship.
In 2 years.
Failed miserably. Because there's this thing called pitching. I don't know if you heard about this.
You see this? You hear about this?
Yeah. And you need more than like one hitter.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Albert Pujols. It was Mike Trout. So, I mean, yeah. But speaking of Stanley Cups, I'd like to hit on that.
Well, before we jump to that, I was able to pull up Hanram's stats.
Yep.
His WAR is 0.1. So he's basically a replacement player.
Yep.
He was already at 177 at bats. So
how many plate appearances does it say? It's got to be in the 190 area, probably. I think he probably had 450 plate appearances. I think it was plate appearances. Or might have been at bats. Either way, but the point has been made that he was getting ready to be halfway there, only May.
He was hitting 250. He was hitting 250.
Yeah, and he was hitting right, and no power, probably like 3-4 home runs, something like that.
Six. 29 RBIs.
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing horrible.
Nothing right home about.
Yeah, but I mean, the RBIs.
Yeah.
There's some Cubs that like to have 29 RBIs.
There'd be some White Sox. Any of them. Pick one. Except maybe Brady. I think Brady might have 29, but yeah. Yeah. But.
Four stolen bases.
Yeah, Hanram.
He's only 34.
Yeah, but he started young.
Yes, he did.
He's been in the league for a while.
13 years.
Yeah, for sure. So.
Yeah.
We'll see how. Maybe a team in July or August. Looking for a run.
Yeah.
Looking for maybe a boost of something. Send Hanram down for a week or so in the minors and get him his timing back, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what team would need him that bad to get him now.
Right.
You know.
How is Joey Batts doing?
Joey Batts got cut by the Braves. and then signed with the Mets, and he's been playing for the Mets.
Is he playing third for them too?
No, that's Todd Frazier.
Oh, okay.
I think first.
Frazier Fraze.
Maybe left field. I don't know. He's playing for him though.
Okay. Yeah, because the Braves got him. They signed him to a minor league deal. Mm-hmm. He ran through the minors after extended spring training.
Yep.
They brought him up. He was going to be their everyday third baseman.
Yeah.
And then
a week. And he lasted a week. And then they cut him.
Kaiser right in the monocle.
Right in the monocle. Nine for you, son.
And was it straight performance, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was hitting .180 or something like that. And couldn't really play third because he can't.
Wow.
I mean, he can play first.
Boo!
Yes. Boo this man.
Yeah.
And he can play left maybe, but not with any all-star ability anymore. That's gone.
Yeah, his power is...
Yeah. It's crazy how that happened. It was like Jermaine Dye fast, right?
Yeah.
Like Jermaine Dye was MVP first half, done second half. When his last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
But he tried to get on for like two more years.
Yeah.
And nobody...
Nobody wanted
his wheels were bad.
Yeah. Something else had to have been back or shoulder, maybe. Mm-hmm. Does a lot of golfing, according to Twitter.
Ah, wow.
So, there you go. When you're World Series MVP, man, you just... That's right. So, I want to touch a little bit on the Stanley Cup, and we'll come back to baseball in a minute. We're tied at one as we record this. Vegas had a big win, 6-4 game, back and forth, fun game to watch. It was like goal, and then you would look away for 10 minutes and goal, and it was crazy back and forth. Nosek on the Knights had the last two goals, including empty netter, to take the win 6-4. Game two was a little tougher for the old Knights. Capitals won 3-2. Braden Holtby played out of his mind, including this crazy save at the end of the game. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure YouTube or Twitter will help you out. Just a spectacular diving save to literally save. And they were up 3-2 still. The final score was 3-2. I'm pulling for Vegas only because I want to see Ovechkin cry tears of choking. I'm hoping that's a lot of schadenfreude for you right there. Hoping six games, we'll see. If the Capitals play like they did in game two, especially defensively, it could be a long haul for the Knights. But, like I said, that first game was really fun to watch. The excitement in the building was crazy. I don't know if you've seen the pregame festivities of the Vegas Knights?
I have not.
It's pure Vegas.
Is it?
It's pretty...
Showgirls on skates?
More, believe it or not, more medieval times.
Oh my God!
Because they're knights, they do the thing, and like in the Winnipeg series, they fired arrows at a fake jet that was projected on the ice, and it blew up, and it was. I'm telling you, bro, it's fun. It's cool. It's the coolest thing that I've seen a team do. Like they've named the arena the Castle because of the Knights, and they are right across the street from Excalibur, the casino there that is like a castle. Right across the street. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, NHL Game 3 would be tomorrow night, I believe, from the lovely Washington, D.C. ice hockey arena, which I can't remember the name of. Something Garden. I can never remember the name of that place. It's changed like four times. But anyway, Game 3 from D.C. Tomorrow night. And NBA tonight's Game 1. That's why we're not talking about any results. Because it hasn't happened yet. It happens tonight as we tape this, so... So now let's talk a little baseball. Let's get to the baseball woo here. Jay, I've got some player A and player B because there's some statistical wonkery going on.
Okay.
That I wanted to hit on, right? Just tap it real quick. We'll do a couple. Maybe save a couple for next week.
T-Mobile Arena.
That's the Vegas one.
Yeah, that's what you were...
The one in Washington, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's...
I don't remember. Care.
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember what it's called. Okay, so player A and player B for you, Mr. Shirley.
Yeah.
This is for the month of May.
Okay.
So not for the season.
All right.
Just the month of May. All right, so player A. These are... Oh, and I'll give you a hint throughout this. There's a theme throughout all of these. They involve one of our teams. So player A or player B is either a White Sox or a Cub, and the other one could be a White Sox or a Cub. Could be somebody else from a different team. Are you ready, sir?
Sure.
Player A.
Yes.
Is 0-2.
Okay.
He has 6 games started.
Okay.
This is just in the month of May. 40 innings pitched. He's only allowed 24 hits in 40 innings. 13 walks. 30 strikeouts. His ERA is 3.38. He has a .925 whip and a .173 batting average against.
Okay.
That's player A. Player B is 3-1. 5 games started. 30 innings pitched. 26 hits, 9 walks, 27 strikeouts. 2.7 ERA, 1.167 whip, and a .243 batting average against. One of the pitchers, I'll even go so far as to tell you this. One's a White Sox, one's a Cub.
Okay.
There. I'll make it even easier for you.
All right.
Now, the win-loss record should tell you which one's which.
Yeah. Well,
one's 0-2.
Yeah.
The other one's 3-1. But the other stats are very deceiving. And this is just for the month of May.
The ERA would be higher if it was Shields. Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. And then the Cub, I'm going to say, is Hendricks.
Player B for the Cubs. He is a Cub. It's John Lesta.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It's John Lesta. Player A is James Shields.
Okay.
So I picked him up in my fantasy league, in my auction league, because look at the numbers. If the numbers said Tom Smith,
right,
everybody, he wouldn't be available and for me to pick him up the other day.
Correct.
But because his name is James Shields,
yes,
it's the stigma, obviously.
Yeah.
But the numbers don't lie. Numbers are right here. He's got his whip is under 1 for the month of May. 3.3 ERA. Strikeout to walk ratio of almost 3. Like, yeah, you got to pick him up. Lester's pitched very well too. So we're gonna do batters.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Player A is a Cub.
Yes.
Player B, not a Cub, nor a White Sox.
Okay.
It is, but they are connected.
Yeah, all right.
So if you get player A, player B you might be able to get as well.
Okay.
All right, so player A, 106 at-bats,
29
hits.
Okay.
9 doubles, no triples, 6 home runs, 16 RBIs, 12 walks, 25 strikeouts, and a slash line, .274, .358, .528. That's the Cub. That's for the month of May, not for the entire season.
No, I got it.
Player B, 100 at-bats, 23 hits, 5 doubles, no triples, 10 home runs, 21 RBIs, 8 walks, 26 strikeouts, and a slash of .230, .291, .580. That slug is crazy because it is 10 home runs.
Sure.
But they are connected. These two players are connected.
Chris Bryant and Bryce Harper.
Correct and correct. Player A was Chris Bryant. Player B is Bryce Harper. And when I saw that, it got me thinking, Jay.
I'm surprised Bryant doesn't have more triples.
Yeah. But it got me thinking.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper is, I believe, if my memory serves me right, going to be free agent.
Correct.
Now, I'm going to compare. I got one more comparison for you. It's Bryce Harper versus another player. Okay? This is for the entire season.
Got it.
This is all of 2018. So to run down Harper's numbers so far, he's played in 54 games, 189 at-bats, 45 hits, 37 runs, 6 doubles, no triples, 18 home runs for the season. He's only struck out 47 times, which isn't terrible. It's not great, but not terrible. 40 RBIs. He has 46 walks, and his slash line is .238, .382, .556. So the average is a little low. Slug's good. And on base is .380, which is always good. Player B, 53 games, 205 at-bats, 66 hits, 36 runs, 14 doubles, a triple, 18 home runs, so the same amount of home runs, 47 RBIs, 19 walks, 56 strikeouts. His slash line is .322, .379, .663.
Is he an Astro?
He's not an Astro. Huh. Right league, though. I'll give you that. We can limit half of baseball. He is in the American League. And he just signed a contract, a decent contract in the offseason.
Oh, okay.
He was a free agent.
Ooh. Not a lot of people signed last
year. He signed a 5-year, $110 million contract on February 19th.
You got me.
JD Martinez.
Ah, that's a kick in the balls for me because I had him in my fantasy league for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And I finally let him go. And
then,
Because as LT Gray, he wasn't bad.
Right. So now, so the numbers that he has are better than Harper's.
Yeah.
This season, at least so far, right?
Right.
He's going to pay $22 million a year.
Right.
Bryce Harper is only 25 years old. So I'll give him that. He does have the edge in age, probably. I think Martinez is like 27, 28. But if there's talk of a $400 million contract for Bryce Harper.
Yeah. You're not seeing it.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, J.D. Martinez is, at least on paper so far, this season so far, again, it's the end of May when we're talking, recording this, is put up better numbers. And last year, I think he put up better numbers. I could double check that. But $400 million for Bryce Harper? When J.D. Martinez only got $110 for five?
Yeah, but...
It was a different offseason, and everybody was saving their money for Harper. And
They're saving their money for a lot of people.
Right, Harper and...
Kershaw.
Of course. Well, Kershaw's cost himself dough for every start he's missing.
Yes, he has.
So, but anyway, I don't...
this year, too.
I don't understand that number. It seems very high to me for a guy that gives you that. Now, if you give him 5 year... Because I think he's looking at like a seven-year deal or some crazy long deal. I mean, he's only 25. So, right. I mean, if you signed a seven-year deal, $200 million, $210 million, maybe $30 million a year, it's probably more in line, but $400 million? Come on, that's nuts for the production that you're getting right now. Yeah. And granted, he is only 25. Players sit their prime at 28 as a rule.
Typically.
So you've got 2.5 years left before
he
starts.
But he was plug and play, man. Day one.
In a way, yeah. I mean, he's been hurt too. Mm. But I don't see it. The numbers just don't ring true to me for some reason. And so it got me thinking one other thing, one other player A, player B, and then we'll let that go. Since 2012, okay?
Hmm.
So this is Bryce Harper's entire career. He started mid or late 2012. So he's had 2,945 at-bats, 155 doubles, 18 triples, 168 home runs, 461 RBIs. His slash line is .282, .386, .518. Not bad. Pretty good for a career so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a bunch of poking around. I tried to find a comp, someone close. This player has 2,944 at-bats, only one less at-bat than Bryce Harper's had. 149 doubles, four triples, 177 home runs, so nine more home runs. 496 RBIs, so 35 more RBIs. 640 strikeouts, less strikeouts. 524 walks, more walks. But not as many hits per se. So his slash line is only .245, .361, .479. This player, the aforementioned Jose Bautista.
Oh, Joey Bats.
Same. It's a little close. It's not drastically different, put it that way. I was trying to look for somebody with the same amount of at bats and home runs, that kind of thing.
Sure.
So, I mean, was Joey Bautista or was Jose Bautista worth $400 million? Not now, obviously, but I mean, then. I don't know. No. Right?
Right.
So I'm making a case against Bryce Harper and $400 million. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve a big payday, because he does. Like, I don't want to shortchange that.
Right.
Because he is only 25.
Right.
That's what people tend to forget. But.
But, okay. Now, that's just assuming that you're paying strictly for production.
Correct. Yep.
What. Does somebody, I mean, going to a well-established team that mm-hmm. has a lot of stars already mm-hmm. isn't probably the best move, I'm guessing. I mean,
if he wants to win, yeah. I mean,
understand that. But I mean, if I'm front office thinking face of the franchise, mm-hmm. you're going to pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and then you have to think about, okay, another reason to sign would be you'd get some ROI on it, right? Like, you would get an increase in attendance.
Sure.
You could increase ticket prices.
Unless he's a White Sox.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. we'll get to them in a minute. But, like, so signing with the Cubs, for example, which everybody is hoping he does.
Pining for.
Joining him and Chris Bryant.
Vegas friends.
Exactly. Yay. And all that.
Yay.
How much more money can they get out of the Cub fan? At one point, there has to be a law of diminishing returns, right? At some point.
Yeah.
There has to be a point where the ticket prices and the beer prices and everything else outweighs going to a game. Now, they haven't reached that yet. they're sold out most games. I'm not going to say every game because they're not.
Right.
That's not true. But most, right, especially during the summertime, place is packed all the time. And with all the improvements they made in the neighborhood and adding that little park area, they can get more people there and blah, 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 blah. But if you're going to shell out $400 million for Bryce Harper, kind of might cut into your bottom line.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they've been printing money down
there. They have.
I mean, they're building a hotel. Yeah. And yeah. I mean, it's.
Yeah. But $400 million, that's a lot of money.
It
even,
is.
Even to the Ricketts. Right? Because yeah. they bought the team for $1.5 billion, something like that, right? So you're talking, let's just say hypothetically, for easy math, $1.2 billion. Let's say they spent that, right? That's a quarter of what you, or a third of what you bought the club for that you're going to give to Bryce Harper. That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, but they're, and you they're, still their have, buddy Trump gave him a nice tax break.
I understand. And not only that, but you got your guys to sign. You got to sign Bryant and Rizzo.
And I don't know.
And
I don't know that I go too much farther after that. The three you just mentioned,
yeah,
Al Mora maybe. I mean,
Baez maybe. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah.
What about Day Schwibberday?
No.
I agree with you.
Theo loves him.
Yeah, for some reason. That's another thing. I don't. I mean, the World Series, obviously. You know, Walt Frazier moment.
Sure.
Like just coming out. Whatever. Like, okay, I get it. Okay.
The natural.
Right. Yes, I get that. Great. But at the same point, you could make an argument they probably would have won the World Series anyway if they didn't have him, right? The guy that everybody seems to forget, the Cubs don't win a damn thing without Aroldis Chapman. Even though as bad as he was in Game 6 and Game 7, they don't get there. They don't get to the World Series without him.
No, that's true. And then Joe broke him.
Yeah. He's up there throwing 85.
Yeah, because you pitched him three innings in a row,
right.
Day after day.
Yeah, and to Joe's, I don't want to say
just because Andrew Miller can do it doesn't mean everybody can do it.
Exactly,
Joe.
Right, especially when you throw 100, like that takes a toll, man. But you know, it all ended up fine for the Cub, right? And then you got the World Series.
Yeah, I'm yelling at the manager that won the World Series.
Yes,
that's what I'm doing.
That's another thing. There's another thing I don't get. I don't get it. What is the Twitter fascination of Cub fans and Madden bouncing the lineup around? What?
Hasn't it been shown that it doesn't matter where somebody bats in the lineup, it matters who's in the lineup?
In a way.
I mean,
the higher up, the more bats they get.
Yeah, but that only happens, you only get one more. I mean, if you're leading off.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same point, you guys are winning baseball games left and right. Everybody says, the Cubs suck. Whatever. I had a couple of Cubs fans that work like the worst team in Chicago. Like, come on. Really? Have you watched the White Sox play baseball?
Yeah. They should be better than six games above 500. At this point, but the
fact is, you're six games above 500.
Yeah,
you were like this last year.
Yeah,
right. Well, didn't you struggle early and still was?
But that was the World Series. That was the World Series hangover, my friend.
You were still in the NLCS, and you're still like a game from the World Series.
Yeah,
trust the process, brothers.
Yes,
Cubs fans. Not to quote Aaron Rodgers, because I hate ever quoting that shithead. But
Sharon,
relax. You guys will be fine. Quintana has not been great. Darvish has been hurt. And you're still six games above 500. Look at the D-backs. Goldschmidt still hasn't turned it around since the last podcast. Did you bench him in your league, by the way?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
You had to.
He and Josh Donaldson.
Yeah,
just been terrible. They're just not.
But the Diamondbacks are
winning without him.
Yeah, I mean, it helps that Kershaw's hurt for the Dodgers, and they're not nipping at their heels. But, I mean, come on. Like, relax. You could have the White Sox. You want the White Sox, Cubs fans? They got annihilated this last series. Just absolutely beat down continuously. Their starting pitching was atrocious. Even Ronaldo Lopez was bad. Mm. And if he's bad and they can't hit, I mean, that's another thing, trusting the process, right?
Right.
They're not trying to lose, but they're losing. They're not putting, you know, you have all these kids, but you don't want to rush them. And the division's so bad. Right?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It is.
That you could call up Kopech and you can call up Jimenez and call up, I'm not saying Dane Dunning's necessarily ready or Dylan Cease.
Probably not ready yet.
Maybe not ready yet, but
I think he's double A.
They can make a difference. Yeah. And you're going to get Avisail Garcia back. I mean, that's another big thing, too, is Garcia's been hurt. He's their second best hitter.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, he's having a year.
He was until he got a hammy.
Yeah.
I was at that game. It sucked. But, yeah, I mean, I think that game, and then Lourie Garcia got hurt, which is no big deal. But, yeah, their offense is just bad. Just they're not. And Davidson's been hurt, too. I mean, like, it's. Hopefully they get those guys back. Get Davidson back, get Garcia back, Abascal back, I mean, and they can start hitting the ball better because this is atrocious to watch. It's absolutely tough. I mean, Abreu is having an MVP type season. He's the best American. He could be the best first baseman in the American League.
Wow. It's a bold statement.
That is. But he could be. Right? Maybe Matt Olson in Oakland has an argument, but, I mean, he's been tearing the cover off the ball with no protection behind him because they know, so what if he gives up a hit or a run to Abreu? Big deal. Nobody else is going to hit in that lineup. You're not going to lose the game because you gave up a home run to Jose Abreu.
That's true.
You know, until, and Polka's been, anything he made, he's like Schwibber light, David Polka. He's been, like, everything he hits is like a rocket when he makes contact, right? But he strikes out way too much and just, but it seems like everything he puts on the numbers, man, just cranks it. For a while, the White Sox had the best exit velocity of any team in baseball. Hitting rockets everywhere.
Right.
And what did that do for you? Like 14 wins. They have like 15 wins or something like that. After getting just brutalized this week. I have a day off today, thankfully. And then they got the Brew Crew, who's been on fire for this weekend. So root for the White Sox, Cub fans.
Now, I think the Cubs fans' biggest concern at this point as it should be, is starting pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, the hitting's starting to come around, as we saw in this last series in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I like Rizzo's at-bats a lot better. Mm-hmm. He seems not getting the soft contact that he was before. So yeah. I like all that. Mm-hmm. But when your pitcher can't go five...
It's an issue.
It's an issue.
It is. But... I mean, is Montgomery doing anything for you, starting pitching wise?
Maybe.
I mean, as a fifth starter,
that's what he's wanted.
You know, and does he do it? Like, did he pitch the other day? Did he pitch the other day? Pitch like five and a third. Pitch pretty decent.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, I think he went 5 2/3.
And Darvish is on the DL now.
Shut up.
Which is
no, yeah. We called
that weeks ago.
Yeah,
that it wasn't just a cold. That's bullshit.
Right.
We called bullshit on that a long time ago. Quintana's not been Quintana.
No.
There's something-ish with him. Maybe he's hurt. Who knows? He's pitching tonight as we record this.
So against the Mets?
Against the
Miracle Met.
Yeah, the Met. Tarp's on the field there early, but they should be able to get the game in.
Good.
Yeah, I don't...
I guess my question to this, too, is it... I've got such a small focus because I microscope the Cubs.
Sure.
But is this league-wide... that people are going shorter stints.
It does seem like it, yeah.
I mean, it seems like, you know, as far as saves and holds go,
right.
In the 80s, you had your closer, and then they added the setup guy,
right.
And then they added the setup to the setup guy.
Right. Well, and back in the day, though, a lot of those closers pitched two innings.
Right.
Or pitch more than one inning.
No, that's true.
Two. They're like Lee Smith, Bruce Sutter, Hoffman to an extent, you know.
Percival.
My God. they all pitch more than an inning. So you got a little more out of them, right? Now, though, it's so specialized. It's if you get your starter to get through five, right?
Yeah.
And then turn over to the semi-long guy to go through six and seven, and then guy in the eighth, guy in the ninth. Like, but you're going to burn.
Well, that got
dude, me. Dude, your miles to Des Moines get long.
Right. No.
Right?
No, I get that.
Add up quickly.
But... You know, looking at this, it made me think that it's got to be more about the lineup than I gave it credit for before. I mean, I'm not saying the order of the lineup,
sure,
but I'm saying the number of times through the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out and I found stats from 2017 that said... a starting pitcher, this is league-wide, starting pitcher's first time through is a 314 average.
Sounds about right.
Second time through is 332.
Mm-hmm.
Third time through,
340. It
goes up. Yeah. And then the first relief pitcher that comes in cuts it back down to 309. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
If you're that's where we're going, I guess. Your starter's only going to go five.
He's going to have three trips, however long that takes.
And then we're going to have a new guy that is the sixth inning pitcher.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just specialists, like you said. Yeah. Maybe I have a come in against lefties, and then I'm out. I get one pitch.
Here's an example for you. Last night, the Rays were playing in Oakland. Their starting pitcher was Nathan Eovaldi, I don't think he's normally a starting pitcher. Was no hitting, throwing a no-hitter, had 60 pitches in the sixth inning, and they pulled him. 60. And they pulled him, and of course, the guy, like, two batters later, base hit because of the no-hitter. Yeah, of course. But not the no-hitter. There's no style points in winning.
No.
Like, you don't get extra for pitching a no-hitter. I get it. But on that team, man, where everything is just bleak, mm-hmm. right?
No, yeah.
You're getting your ass beat by the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Orioles. You're just getting your shit handed to you left and right every single time out. Give him something to go on, man. Keep him in the game. The guy wanted, he was fine. He says, yeah, I could have stayed in the game. Like, let him stay in the game. What difference does it make?
What else do you have?
Plus, he's a journeyman pitcher. There's 1,000 of them. 1,000 of them. Let him out. Keep going. Who gives a shit?
Well, that was the other interesting baseball thing that came up is with the Rays specifically using closers.
Yeah.
As starters.
Yeah, Sergio Romo.
Yeah.
Started the first inning.
Well, I was going to say, they did it more mm-hmm. more than once.
Which is, when you're a team that bad, you can do that.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Right.
But see if the experiment works.
Well, it has in the past. Yeah. Well, that's what he said.
And with to touch on an experiment, so to speak, or changing of the guard, mm-hmm. there was a great article in The Athletic, it was about a month ago, about the Royals. When they won the World Series, they hardly ever put the shift on. Hardly ever. And it took the analytics guys showing Ned Yost the numbers, going, you need to shift. Now they shift more, just about more than anybody in baseball. Not that it matters now because all their good players are gone. But, I mean, it shows the shift that even a World Series champion who hardly ever shifted at all is starting to really put the shift on. And
yeah.
So, I mean.
And obviously, I've never played a professional sport.
Me either.
But
obviously.
It seems to me that if you had talent to be there, you could teach somebody to slap the goddamn ball.
One would think.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. They're
going to the right of second base now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're doing a reverse shift for right-handed hitters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen. Personally witnessed Yoan Moncada fielding a baseball on the third base side of second base.
Jesus.
For the White Sox. The second baseman fielding a ball hit basically just a skosh to the left of second base. That's crazy. But got the guy out.
Yeah.
Proof's in the pudding.
Yeah. No.
You know, they
And every time I'm like, this is so stupid. And it works.
Yeah. They've been shifting outfielders for years.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, putting them in different positions. Why wouldn't you do that for infielders? Same thing. Right? If people are hitting more line drives, and you can try to get in front of those line drives with just amount of people, just with sheer numbers, you have to do it in this day and age, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, if it means winning baseball games, that's all that matters, really. I mean, making money, obviously, is the end result for all these guys. But in the end, it's also about winning. And shifts... has been proven do just that, right? Mm-hmm. They afford you the opportunity to win baseball games. So people are going to keep doing it. And it was a great article in The Athletic. If you have it, look it out. It's really good.
I will do that.
And when you have Captain Red Ass Ned Yost changing his style, that's proof in the pudding for sure.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
You mentioned Twitter and it made me think.
Yeah.
Colangelo.
Yeah.
And his burner Twitter account. Look,
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But B, I also don't understand what the fuck difference does it make? Who cares? Right? If he wants to look after his players, that's kind of his job, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Right.
Isn't it kind of his job to I don't know.
And defend himself is kind of
right.
The last one.
Yeah. I understand it. Is it sneaky as fuck? Yeah. But I don't. Is it dumb? Yeah, probably. But is it like they're talking on, I was listening to ESPN on the way here from lunch. They're talking about firing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
To me. And I just don't see it. That doesn't mean that maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's something, I don't know, perverted he said as one of these accounts or something racist that he said.
I didn't see.
Maybe he was on Ambien. Maybe it made him racist.
Easy, Roseanne.
Sorry. Like, I've taken
Ambien. Fat ass.
I've taken Ambien. It just makes me sleepy. It doesn't make me racist.
It doesn't make you want to drive. Or say
stupid things. Or, yeah. It just makes me sleepy. That's why I take it in bed.
You know, I was listening to ESPN earlier today, too, and they were talking to a guy that knows him, and he goes, I can't see him doing this.
Right.
He goes, he wouldn't have time. He wouldn't want to give time to this. He's so concerned about his standing that he might tell you that a conversation bored him
right
to your face.
Yes.
And he would leave.
If he's anything like his old man.
And
for sure.
And that's, and then, so the guy was saying, I can't imagine him going after all these randos, just like random fans.
I can't see it either.
And like shooting back.
I can't, I mean, either. I don't, maybe he had a guy doing it, which is an intern. Like, we don't know the story.
That's absolutely correct. But that was another thing that I heard is they do that.
This just in, some of the people you see post on Twitter, it isn't them. It's somebody doing it for them.
But Joe, it has the green check. It's like, been verified.
Like the Iron Sheik, everybody loved his Twitter account. It's not the Iron Sheik tweeting that. It's his people.
But God's tweets, those are really his, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Though, clearly. Duh. Okay. I mean, it's God. Why would he make it up? But the Iron Sheik's tweets are not the Iron Sheik. It's with the endorsement of the Iron Sheik. I'm sure they said, hey, Sheiky, we're going to do this. He probably wouldn't. Yeah, I don't care. Fuck you. I don't give a shit to fuck you. That's probably what he said. Knowing the Sheik as I know him personally.
Now, you know that they have a team of people that scour their players'
for sure.
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
how do we not know a player has a burner account? Right. And that's my point. It's like, what? So what? As an athlete, you got to be more responsible than that. Right.
Yeah.
Or as an owner, as a person in any spotlight, in any business, you got to be more. Just look at our president's Twitter account.
Jesus.
Right. Everybody wanted him to stop when he first, just a side note, when he first started tweeting, when he first got elected.
Yeah.
Everybody said, oh, you got to get him off Twitter. You got to get him off Twitter. And I said, hell no.
Let him hang himself.
I want to see every single thing that guy posts.
Every thought.
And it's now there forever. And you can go back and look at it.
Right.
That's the same concept.
And not to be on too much of a political jag, but it doesn't matter to that guy. You can
zero
show
fucks.
You can show fucks. Him he where he said the exact opposite thing
NFL TG, man.
The day before, and he's like, I don't care.
Right. That won me. That skit. What skit was that? Was that Eddie Murphy? No, it wasn't. Yeah, I think it was Eddie Murphy. Go to your woman.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What's all this? Won me. But that's you. Here's the video. Won me.
Catch you live in action, running down the hallway with your dick still hard. Wasn't me.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Right? So to get it back to Colangelo, it doesn't matter, right? In the big scheme of things, who gives a shit? To fire him over this, after all the work he's done?
Yeah.
All the positives he's done for that team?
Yeah.
Come on. That's ludicrous. That is so beyond dumb.
It's so Chris Bridges.
Kind of is. You're right. It kind of is.
Oh, man.
And again, maybe there's something I missed. Maybe there's a burner account that, you know, that
and I
said something racist to Joel Embiid or something.
I wonder if it's NBA specific.
It could be.
I mean, I'd never heard of football or baseball guys doing this.
There's rumors that Rick Hahn has a burn account.
Really?
That's rumor.
Okay.
Yeah. Also rumor Theo and Jed Hoyer both have
burn accounts. What is it? Hacking
that's
Hoyer?
Rumor.
Hacking Hoyer something like or something that, like that
so
is,
what?
Is his?
Who again, who cares?
Right?
The Cubs, the athletes should be, I mean, the Cubs, or the clubs, I should say, any team, in the part of doing due diligence, maybe should have people on their internship with burner accounts to keep an eye on the players, what they say and what they do.
Oh, they absolutely do. And that's how they found out about Russell's girlfriend last year.
So, I mean,
in the middle of the night, right. Hoyer gets a 3 a.m. call.
Exactly correct.
Fuck. What?
He did what? Son of a. Exactly. So, I mean, whatever. I don't have a problem with it. It is what it is. You got to be smarter than that on social media anyway. So don't do stupid shit on social media, people.
Yeah, it's there forever.
It's correct. You can't unring a bell.
Yeah, and think about it now. These kids coming in to the draft.
Yeah.
You know, you hear all the old timers say, thank God I didn't have that shit when I was young.
Right,
amen. I never would have gotten drafted.
One of the drafted quarterbacks from this past, was it Rosen? No, it wasn't Rosen.
He dropped like a stone.
Did like some racist thing.
You know what?
When he's a freshman, like when he's in high school.
He used the N-word, but he was quoting a rap lyric.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just don't do stupid shit on social media.
Well,
just be smarter than that.
First of all, fire your agent after that shit came out because that should have been deleted.
Yeah. I mean,
nobody should have been able to find that.
Right. I got my IT degree in the early 90s. One of the first things that I learned about email, the way that our teacher explained it, was don't put anything in an email you couldn't put up on a wall in front of everybody because it's there forever. Somebody can find it.
Wow.
Be smarter than that. And social media is more immediate than an email, right?
Right.
You got to be smarter than that, flat out. And as a player, you have to understand that there's going to be everybody's watching.
Right.
Everybody's watching. Everybody. The management, the fans, the league, the leg, the association, they're all watching.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you don't use a gas mask when you pull tubes?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, man.
I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to clarify.
Sure. Yeah.
Because,
you know, just trying to be for clarity for the podcast.
Right.
Integrity. Sure.
Yeah. So you youngsters out there, you 13 and 14 year olds.
Quit doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quit.
It's permanent.
Right. You can't unring a bell. You can delete it, right? But, I mean, how many times have you seen, or have I seen, personally on Baseball's Best Fans Twitter account?
Oh, Jesus.
Deleted tweets from Cardinals fans that are racist and homophobic and the whole nine yards. And he's just like, hey, you deleted this. And here it is. Yeah. So.
Or how many Snapchat pictures people are like, oh, no, it's only there for 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Unless I screen grab it.
Right. Exactly. And then what?
Then it's there forever.
Correct. Then I have it on my phone.
Hey, honey, put your top back on, please.
I can show two friends, and they can show two friends, and so on. Exactly correct.
Yeah, well, you didn't think you were going to get this old man-sounding lecture.
That's right, kids. Back in my day,
Stay off drugs.
Social media was just yelling out the window.
Two tin cans and a cord.
That's right. So,
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
Yes. That's going to do it.
It's that time.
It is that 10 o'clock on the wall. Tommy's yelling at us. Sorry, Tommy. Sorry.
And hey, thanks for getting that clip of Kerr up.
Yeah, jerk.
Jesus.
He had one job.
Right?
Come on. At any rate.
He's the guy that puts the hot dog buns in the hamburger bun bag. One job.
That's right. We thank you for listening. Give us a holler, please. I'm at Triple Indies on Twitter. Jason is at J, the letter, Sleet Shirley.
Adding more correspondence every day.
That's right. You can shoot us emails. I am joe@itsthatpodcast.com. Jason is jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/itsthatpod. And our URL is back in business. So all you have to do is go to itsthatpodcast.com, and it will send you right to the old Potteroo. You can download it, subscribe, whatever you want to do on our Podbean page. We thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this episode of It's That Podcast.